6 and 8. I gave them both a couple bucks. Their father's a finance guy, so he's teaching them about money early on. He says, there's four different things you could do with that money. Names it. Buy something. What else? Save it. What else? Donate it. What's the last one? Invest it. And part of me wanted to say, you can also gamble that shit. Listen, the Bears are -3.5 points against the Titans. They're going to crush the Titans. That's a soft line. You need to get it before it moves up to 4. The running back is washed up. They got holes in the offensive line. I'll take it up to 6.5, honestly, if you can get it. 6.5.
The first 17 predictions I looked at were either Corey or me.
Sure.
Until we got to Ralph Adlin, who said, I'll pick Sauce.
Yeah. Power Trip Bets picked me as well.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck, screw you.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave, it is crunch time here, and we are down to the last week of baseball, which means two things. Number one, Twins fans are getting amped for the playoffs. And number two, I'm about done losing these Twins over bets.
Oh, I gave up weeks ago. It is the most infuriating thing. It was supposed to be the easiest bet of all time. Literally gonna, you know, the free money alert. But no, it's not working. The pitching is too good. And they're not hitting as many dingers as I would like to see.
There is a massive deficit of dongs this year.
And, yes.
I can safely say on behalf of the Bets and Quotes podcast, we are not in favor of less dongs.
No, we are a very pro dong. The more dongs, the merrier here on this podcast.
Well, I'm going down with the ship. I've been betting the over in every game. I think I'm 14 games below 500 right now. So literally, yikes. The Twins are the worst team in baseball against the over. So
the worst.
But see, that's the kind of transparency you get about gambling, because being in the Twitter gambling world, it seems like every person I follow. They're professional. They're up so much money. And if half of what I saw on Twitter is true, the casinos are losing billions of dollars. So
yeah, well, I'll be transparent here. I am projected to lose 7.25 units tonight.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like it ebbs and flows. It's like I'll go through streaks where I can't lose, and then you'll go through streaks where you'll take like a -800 favorite on the money line just to say you want to bet, and they'll somehow get upset. So yeah,
September has not been friendly to your boy here.
It's been good to me, but that's only because the NHL playoffs have been going on, and unfortunately that is ending very soon, although I think I'm going to take an L tonight. But that was anyway, we'll talk more about that next week. This week on the show, we've got a lot of stuff to cover. I didn't even give the Lou Cove score update. We got so in-depth with Twins talk. Lou, your Twins are up 7-3, so good news. You can go ahead and text Corey that score update. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that the Twins are up 7-3 as of the current recording of the Bets and Quotes podcast. So yes, Corey will look forward to that. Yes, tonight we are going to do a bets update, of course. We're going to do our quotes of the week. And then in your thoughts, we're going to talk about Hawks Crank, favorite topic around here. We need to bring more dongs to the table, so we're going to try and do it here tonight. We're going to go down memory lane. I call this one some random one-offs. So sometimes, you know, we've gone down memory lane and we'll break down like a segment or an entire show for that matter. These are some that, you know, they're not long enough to warrant like a full, you know, full episode for them, but they're just kind of some historical and or funny moments in the history of the Power Trip that kind of fit under a minute each. So we'll do some of the random one-offs on down memory lane. And then of course we got quotes, notes, and our locks of the week, where I'm gonna try and get on the board this week. You managed to get on the board last week, so I need
Hell
to join
yeah.
you. So yes, we'll do that. And we'll get out of here. So I want to start, though, with a shout out to one of our new Patreon listeners. And that is Andrew J., who became a high roller this week. So thank you, Andrew, so much for joining the crew. We're going to be doing Initials Happy Hour 5 a week from Thursday. So that's October 1st. So if you're interested in that, you haven't signed up for Patreon yet, you can sign up for as little as $1 a month and show the world that you are the dominant one in Initials. So I've got a fun set this week for Initials game number 5. So
You do.
Oh, yeah.
you've been notorious for having the funnest set.
I won't say the biggest set because that title clearly goes to Creasel, but
yes.
Well, they're fun. They're enjoyable. They're playful. So. Indeed. All right. So, yeah, if you want to join us on Patreon, that's patreon.com/betsandquotes. Let's get started with a bets update.
Partridge.
You know, I was going to save the best for last, but we got to start off with it. The biggest bet in the history of the Power Trip paid off this weekend at the U.S. Open. Mark Parrish wins as Bryson DeChambeau posts a 6-shot win, and Parrish takes home $2,450, $200 a person, plus an extra $25 each from Lieber and Corey, who missed the cut. It was kind of an anticlimactic Sunday with DeChambeau dominating, but I'm sure Parrish thought it was anything but anticlimactic.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, it was kind of crazy because Wolf had the lead there for a while during the second and third rounds there. And, you know, everybody always wants to emulate the guy who wins. So for a while there, we were all in our backyards, you know, swinging the golf club like a fucking helicopter. However, Matt Wolf does it. It's a really awkward motion. And then now, you know, we get Bryson, so we get to eat a lot of food, bulk up to about 275, and, you know, start taking some master classes on physics.
Lucky. So, yes, any golf swing that encourages me to eat more, I am definitely down with. So.
And there's a quote of the week right there.
For sure. And we found out today, too, because we didn't know, you know, all the behind the scenes, because I just post who wins and then it's up to them to pay each other and whatever. We found out today a couple interesting things. Number one, Parrish still hasn't collected from Dov and Jason Zucker, which Dov I can get because he's probably down thanks to his roulette strategy. But Jason Zucker is still drawing an NHL salary, so I'm not quite sure why he hasn't paid Parrish yet. But even better than that, we found out that Marty Gellner paid the wrong Mark Parrish $200 via Venmo.
So classic. You know, we should really try to interview at, you know, Venmo Mark Parrish 21. That would be a very exclusive interview. That'd be very delicious.
They were about 30 seconds into that story, and I had the exact same thought that Corey eventually talked about later. I was like, why don't I just go set up like dozens of Venmo accounts that are like similar in name to somebody and see if you just get like these random payments out there, right?
So yeah, I wish you would have not said that because now there's so many assholes that I'm sure are doing that. You know, DiCaprio 69 and, you know, James Blunt 420 and.
Well, just in case you want to pay at MeatSauce 2, feel free to go ahead and send some money over there now. But who's sending people random money? I guess it would just be kind of like by accident or something like that. But yeah, it was that was pretty funny that it was kind of all discovered and then also ultimately resolved on the air. So pretty classic. And of course, it mostly is Parrish's fault because Marty did say, "Is this you?" And Parrish, "Yeah, that's me."
He was probably sleeping when he responded to that.
I would.
But why would his Venmo be Mark Parrish 31?
I know. Like, if I saw those, I would assume.
That's so lazy of Parrish to just be like, yeah, it just popped up, so I just took that one.
Because the two numbers I associate with Parrish are 21 and 37. So, right. Like, yeah, you would naturally assume it would be 21 or 37. If you saw Mark Parrish 31, you'd figure it was some other dude. So, yeah, anyway. So, yes, congratulations, Perry, on that. Hopefully, Dov and Zucker get you paid. So, and lots of bet results this week. Corey made the mistake of betting on the Vikings versus the Colts, and I don't think Corey's going to make that mistake ever again. He ended up owing Chris Hockey $50, and after our show taped last week, Isaac, intern Isaac, called in simply to place a $100 bet with Corey on the Colts versus the Vikings, and Isaac cashed on his first ever Power Trip bet. So that was cool to hear Isaac's voice again.
Yeah, it has been a while for Isaac. I think he was last on, or he was an intern in like 2015-2016 era. So good to hear from him again. But yeah, 1-0 a lifetime in Power Trip bets.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive record. So I don't think anybody's going to make the mistake of betting on the Vikings. What I pose this question to Meat Sauce, and so I have his number. I have my number as well. The current line on the Vikings game is Tennessee -2.5. So the Vikings are getting 2.5 points. Dave, what number would you have to get to bet on the Vikings on Sunday?
Honestly, I think you'd have to give me more than the touchdown. I'd say 7.5. But I know how gambling works. I know how this all works out. Everyone thinks that it's completely the obvious pick to take Tennessee -2.5. And the more and more people that bet on it just makes me think that the Vikings are going to somehow win. Like, there's just – that's how the gambling world works. When you can't see that there would be a different outcome, that's when that outcome hits. Like, it's just how it works.
Well, you're pretty much in line with Sauce. Sauce said he would have to get 8 points to bet on the Vikings. My number was 5.5. So I think 5.5, I would probably lean towards the Vikings being able to cover at 5.5. But at 2.5, I can tell you I've got money on the Titans. So we'll see how that goes. You know, a lot of the metrics say that when you're an 0-2 team at home facing a 2-0 team, Their record covering the spread is very, very good. It's very strong. But, I mean, the thing I play into all that, though, is those metrics aren't taking into account this exact Vikings team. I mean, they're just talking about a bunch of historical football teams. And
Right. That's
not talking about this particular team. And, you know, obviously the injuries that we're seeing, it looks like we might not have any corners to put on the field this Sunday. So bet on the Vikings with caution. The next couple of bets, we'll just give the results on. Sauce won a Lakers bet versus Corey. He had the Lakers -7 against Denver, and the Lakers covered that number for him. So he took down Corey in that bet. It wasn't a good weekend for Corey. He had to pay the cut fee on the U.S. Open, and he lost $150 on the Vikings game, and he lost the Lakers Nuggets bet. So he's looking to get back into things here, but it wasn't a good weekend for Corey. The other bet was the Saints Las Vegas Raiders bet, which Sauce and Lieber jumped all over the Raiders, and I did as well. Something just felt like they were gonna do something pretty good at home, and they flat out won outright. So each of those guys won $50 from Hockey on Monday Night Football,
which is crazy because at one point the Raiders were +550 live, and I almost took it.
Yeah,
I mean, wish I would have.
I know. I just took the straight line. But yeah, that was a pretty impressive win for them. And how badly did you want to be in Vegas when they were showing all those shots?
God, nothing. I honestly cannot wait. That's the next stadium. I haven't even been to the new US Bank Stadium yet. But the next NFL game I will go to will be in Las Vegas for sure, whether the Vikings are there or not. That place looks amazing.
I'm so jealous of all my fellow Kansas Cityans because they get to play at Vegas once a year. And I know so many people that they're going to like make the voyage out there, like all make it like a yearly tradition. So, oh man, so jealous. But hey, when the Vikings are out there, I believe in 2023, I'm definitely going to try and get that done. We'll see if that happens. The only other thing I had to update was the Charge Challenge, where we got 5 guys on the billboard. The old ghost player is kicking some major ass. And to be honest with you, this is like the one year where I was somewhat initially cheering against the ghost because I think it'd be funny to be the only guy on the billboard, so all the focus is on you, and you'd have to pay the full price of the billboard. You don't get to divide it up. So I was kind of thinking like one guy or two guys would be better, but it is kind of cool to see the Ghost leading the pack.
Yeah, yeah, the Ghost is really pumped up, and it is crazy how both players have played against the Vikings and have mopped up. So I don't think the guys are going to let that strategy happen again, but the Ghost is reaping all the benefits.
I have a gut feeling that Church is going to have a Tennessee Titan in the field on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
just to see if they let him slide yet again, so... Well, that'll do it for the bets update. Got lots of stuff going on. It's pretty cool to see the guys doing about a bet a day these days, and hopefully that will continue as we get down the road with football here and get into the baseball postseason. So, all right, well, that'll do it for the bets. Here's some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week, and we will start at number three with Minnesota sports broadcasting icon, Mark Rosen.
Where are all the nurses and librarians going to party, if you know what
no
I mean?
No kidding. Where are they? Well, everyone needs a nurse on Halloween.
Yeah, you do.
Calm down. I love that one for some reason. Like, it didn't get a huge like outburst or anything crazy like that, but that was just a super smooth line there by Rosie. Super on brand for him.
Yeah, pretty much a stream of consciousness there. So kind of like Parrish's line with the college girls earlier in the show. So
yeah, well said. All right, at number two, it's the Brazilian fart porn aficionado, John Kreisel.
Baseball umpires are the most fragile beings, besides Golden Gopher fans, on this planet.
Well said.
So, I mean, obviously, say whatever you want about baseball umpires, but I just love that ricochet shot at Golden Gopher fans again. It's just genius.
Yeah, he somehow didn't work soccer fans into there, but yeah, he took down two of his least favorite groups. So
yes. So those three are all in the Mount Rushmore of sensitive people.
For sure.
All right. And finally, he's barely tall enough to ride a roller coaster, but he sure can make us laugh. At number one, it's Chris Hockey.
They've shown no ability to stop anybody the first two weeks, let alone maybe the best running back in football, or close to it, not counting Christian McCaffrey.
The only running back they've been able to stop is Dalvin.
Yeah. And with no Anthony Barr and no defense, that's a great line.
Oh, sad but true. A very sad Vikings quote to top the charts this week.
Well, and see, that's the thing I love about this whole thing is, and we'll talk about it more in your thoughts. But, I used to take Viking football like way more seriously than I do now, because now it's more of that entertainment thing. You know, it's win or lose. I love the entertainment piece of it. And that's kind of what the show brings to it is, you listen to the PA show, and sometimes it can kind of be a little bit of a funeral for the Vikings if they're not doing right. Well. And PA kind of sounded very depressed on Sunday during his radio call. But, the Power Trip, they try and make it fun and stuff. And so, yeah, little lines like that make it a little more enjoyable. So way to go, Vikings, in stopping Delvin.
Absolutely. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
I can think of no better way to start Your Thoughts than talking about Chris Hockey's crank.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as we were just talking about, obviously the guys, Corey and Chris and Sauce and, just the whole crew just make Vikings games more fun. I've always said this too, like Twitter... Like when the Vikings are losing, Twitter is so makes it so much more fun than just sitting there like watching the TV and being like, man, this sucks. The Vikings are going to lose again or whatever. The jabs, the barbs, the just following people that are like furious. It makes Vikings games so much more entertaining. And I find myself like every year that goes by, I'm like, yeah, so what if they don't win? It's kind of the entertainment side of it. The train wreck factor can be just as fun sometimes as winning can be. So, But one of the things that has led to this year is, Dave, I don't know how often you listen to Fanline, but 2 weeks in a row now, we have had a listener, a caller into Fanline, ask Corey about Chris Hockey's crank.
I normally do. I've missed the last two because I've had golf tournaments both Sundays. But, yeah, how genius is that? That's so great. You know, I'll touch on it a little bit, too, in quotes notes. But the listeners of the Power Trip and generally all the Rubes in the KFAN kingdom here just are so funny. Like, that's such a great bit.
It is. And, you know, it's now that it's happened 2 weeks in a row, you know, I put out a line earlier this week that I have will there be a call about Chris Hockey's crank for week three is actually a slight favorite at this point that, you know.
Well, yeah.
Nothing's 100%. But you figure if there's a Power Trip listener that gets through on Fanline, because that's the thing, you can't always get through. It depends how busy the phone lines are. But if there's a Power Trip caller that gets through on Fanline, I have a good feeling that we are going to see a crank call for the third week in a row.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all cranks, especially if they're going to lose games here.
And it's so funny because Corey hasn't really addressed it like the first couple of weeks. It's just kind of like he quickly explains to Ron Johnson that it's a Power Trip bit and they move on to the next caller. But I would love to see Corey kind of like, you know, play into the joke or play into the bit a little bit as well. But, you know, you also have to remember he's got like kind of a different audience on Sundays, too. And it's not just Power Trip listeners. And there's probably some you probably get some like diehard guys that are like, you know, they live and die with the Vikings. And they're probably
all just, the PA listeners.
They're just furious about this Vikings loss. And they're like, who's this idiot calling talking yeah. about cranks? And yeah. So
yeah, Brody. Brody gets super pissed.
Come on, Brody.
I love Brody.
Or Warren in St. Paul. Warren's probably not too thrilled with the crank talk. So, but well done, listeners. And I had a couple people say, too, that they think it was the same dude both weeks. I didn't hear the first week's call. I only caught like half a fan line and I missed the crank call. But I did listen to one last week. And I just... I busted out laughing the second because I was listening for it like every caller. I was like, please say Hawks crank. Please say Hawks crank. And sure enough, it hit. So well done, guys. Well done. All right. Well, next up, we are going to do some random one-offs. So we're going to go down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
Yeah. So as semi-historians of the Power Trip, the role that you and I fulfill, Dave, I found, you know, from time to time we'll get different clips and sometimes we'll turn them into, you know, entire episodes of Down Memory Lane where we'll play multiple clips from a bit that happened, a historical moment on the Power Trip. And then sometimes I run across ones that it's just sort of a one-off. It's just, you know, a short little, you know, maybe 30 or 45 second bit. So we can't really stretch that into like a full episode, but these are also very, very important topics for us. So I'm going to play these for you, and we can kind of react to them. The first one is the very first time Creasel mentioned the idea of the pheasant heart.
Because their offense, they get the ball out so quick. It's 1-2 ball out. I'm like, well, how? And not like Creasel over here, but it's...
Yeah. Hold on.
No.
That's more like 1-2-3 ball out.
What is happening?
But it's not just the offensive tackles. The offensive guards are in 2-point stances.
You ever seen
and they're not asked to run block. They're not asked to combo block. They're not asked to do any of those things.
What is happening?
It happened.
Sorry, again. I stepped on your touchdown.
Sorry, Mark.
You can hear Creasel in the background.
So I did ever see down. A pheasant
yeah.
heart?
Yeah. You did?
I did not.
No,
did
that no, Mark. You. Mark was well, listening. He knew what you were going to do.
I'm
sorry. I saw it.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ben. Sorry. Ben unfortunately saw it. Mark leads kids.
Please continue.
Right? He's
Ben.
Shaping young minds.
I don't think I can continue.
Oh my gosh. Creasel, when do those things have to go to work? Is this your last segment?
Yes. That's our last segment, yes.
He did, like, because he would keep doing it every time somebody would come in. Like, Parrish would come in, he'd do it. Lieber would come in, he'd do it. He did it for the guys before. You can tell Corey was legitimately to the point where, just don't do that anymore.
So. Just the brain.
It was so funny too, because you know, you hear Kreese will kind of start to allude to it with the balls out thing, and you could tell the exact moment that he dropped his pants, because you just hear Corey go,
Well, and you get Hockey's hee haw laugh in there too, just.
Oh, that was such a good bit. The old pheasant heart. I had kind of forgotten about the old pheasant heart. He doesn't bring that up nearly as much anymore, but
so good.
Brilliant. All right. Well, the second clip I have for you is one of our favorite Vikings to appear on the Power Trip, Jared Allen, came into studio and Meat Sauce met Jared for the first time.
Oh, yes.
There he is.
Wow, look at this.
Holy moly. That's Jared Allen.
That's Jared Allen.
Beard. He shaved the beard. It's off.
I don't know what I just walked into, but one guy had a hood on. And a lot of creepy smiling.
Yeah. That's Meat Sauce.
That's all we do.
Who has a hood on indoors?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, Sauce, lean over for a second. Jared wants to know why you wear a hood. Just lean over.
What's the question?
Why do you wear a hood?
I forgot my hat, and I'm balding at the age of 30, and I'm horribly ashamed of it.
I am also balding at the age of 30.
You're also 6'6", make millions of dollars, and are gorgeously good-looking, and I'm ugly.
I wouldn't say ugly. It just looks like there's like a squirrel tail on the front of your head. We're cool, bro.
Thank you.
I got the island going on. I'm just hiding it. And because I'm taller than most people, you can't see it.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 30.
You're the same age.
Yeah.
You two are the same age. You're such a failure. Oh, my God.
You've done nothing.
You're such a failure.
Oh, that
is so good. That was a promo forever, but... Oh, that's so funny to listen to. That's got to be like 2010, 2011?
I think it was 2012, I think. It was okay. Either 2011 or 2012, yeah. So
I just love that. You're such a failure.
No, he points it out to him. He's like, yeah, he's 30, you're 30. You're such a failure.
Jared's such a cool guy, too.
I know. The first thing that he takes note of is the creepy guy in the hood.
Yeah. Who's that guy in the corner looking out the window of inspiration?
Meat Sauce immediately makes an impression on Jared Allen. Oh, so brilliant. All right. Well, the next clip I got for you, this is very historic. This is the very first time the term shreds was used by Meat Sauce on the air.
In the night I hear.
Okay, yeah, this is okay.
This jam whales.
This, as my brother would say, since I now have to give credit for all of my catchphrases that I steal, my brother would say, this song shreds.
That's a catchphrase you're gonna go with. From now on. You're dropping whales and you're going with shreds.
Whales is much better.
Yeah,
much
but just
better.
Shreds. Oh yeah.
I love that Paul voice. That's so long ago. He sounds so innocent back then.
Yeah, I think that one was from 2013. So Shreds has been around for about 7 years now at this point. So
he just sounds so much more innocent with those summer teeth, you know?
He does, yeah. The thing about Shreds is it seems like Shreds gets limited to just music, whereas Wales pretty much applies to food, TV shows, music,
yep.
Everything. So yeah, you gotta get a little bit less usage out of Shreds, but it's still around. He still uses that one. Like, the one I was thinking about the other day, because I happened to just see him on TV, was Ernest Borgnine. And, like, Sauce used to, hammer Ernest Borgnine references. I haven't heard that in a long, long time, but Shreds has stood the test of time.
He used to use Steve Lombardozzi all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Which he did use, I think, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yeah. Love it.
So good. So and you mentioned the other one too was kind of like a promo. Well, this one is an actual promo that I came across. Absolutely one of my favorite ones, and I love the way Hockey sets this up with the old theater of the mind. But yeah, this
Can I guess it?
Yeah.
Is it the John Olerud bit?
It is not the John Olerud bit. That's a really good one as well, but it's football season, so we got to talk about the old Green Bay Crackers.
Oh, yes.
The Power Trip.
Do me a favor, Sauce.
Yeah.
Just smile your goofiest smile right now. That would be the logo on the side of the Green Bay Crackers helmet.
Yeah.
Or you could just have a full body one and just have it meat sauce with a DMB shirt and sandals and a hacky sack.
Here come the crackers. Man, are they high. What happened? No, they're just lazy.
Here comes another entitled prick.
Here comes another, They're 0-10, but all they ever do is complain and ask for more money after the game. What a bunch of lazy bastards. Here comes the crackers. All of their education has been paid for by their father. Here come the crackers. $50 a week for lunch money from their dad. How did he spend it all? Well, that's how he got to 365 pounds.
The Power Trip Morning Show. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 on The Fan.
Oh my god, that is so freaking brilliant.
So that was my fantasy football team name one year, was the Green Bay Crackers because of it. And I just found like this like hippie guy who's playing hacky sack as my logo, but oh my that's god. So good.
Yeah, I love what Corey said. Yeah, just do a full body one. DMP t-shirt and sandals.
Here come the crackers. All of their education has been paid for by their fathers.
I just loved he kept going with that kind of like, you know, what else is it exactly like, you know, where he's like, here come the crackers, here come the crackers.
Yeah, the cadence of that was like almost as funny as the sludge he was spewing out.
Oh my god, so funny. I love that promo. Like, I love whenever I stumble across some of those old promos like that, like you said, the John Olerud one or that one. It's just because you back in the day you heard them over and over and over, and you know, some of them it's been forever because they don't use them as promos anymore. So Green Bay Crackers, I love it. All right, well, next up, I'm in a good mood. So I have a feeling I'm going to love this as well. It's your quotes notes open. I'm starting on the positive attitude. Let's keep it there.
Right. Subway's great. I love eating the Subway. Okay, now let's talk basketball.
Quotes.
Talking hoops with
Power Trip Quotes.
Quotes.
Is a giant Kansas fan.
Oh.
Quotes.
He legitimately was struggling to read. The quote heard around the world.
Power Trip Quotes.
What a nice guy.
How are you grabbing these quotes? How many quotes do you have in your brain? Quotes.
This guy.
Power Trip Quotes.
Yes, it?
Quotes.
Struggling to read.
Power Trip Quotes.
Can burn in hell.
Yep.
That is brilliant. That is the best. We have to use that for your open.
Yeah. I was just finding some clips that kind of describe me, and I got to polish it up, but that is the rough draft so far.
Yes, that is good because it parallels with my Skrillex open with Barrero, so that'll be perfect. We'll have a double Skrillex open for our two segments.
We are a pro Skrillex podcast. And
hell yeah, we are, for sure.
First up, Hootie and the Bullfish slaps super hard.
Oh my god, yes.
Hootie is a voice that I always just love to like emulate, and you know, it just reminds me of my mom driving me to hockey practice and you know, listening to the radio, and it was like every other song, it was like alternate between Michael McDonald and Hootie and the Blowfish, and I love me some Hootie.
I'm such an idiot too that whenever I'm baking something that calls for time, I will sit there and as I'm pouring it in, I'll go, and I don't believe in time. So Hootie's awesome. I will remember, it's not long after I started like one of my very first job, you know, my first real world job and stuff like that, and like Hootie was on Top of the World and Friends were on top, the show Friends was on Top of the World, and there was an episode where they went to a Hootie and the Blowfish concert, and it was like the intersection of like everything that was hot at the time, and it was pretty cool. So yes, love me some Hootie. And little known fact, I actually got to meet Darius Rucker once in Austin.
Oh, good for you.
I had a meet and greet with Darius Rucker. Such an awesome dude, a really cool guy, and he's super short, which I didn't realize. So, yeah, really cool.
Wow, okay. That was supposed to be a quick one. Next up, System of a Down Fox, super hard. I love System of a Down, one of my favorite you know, bands. I can absolutely go through the whole CD. And CD, that's really dating myself here.
What about the 8-track?
Yeah, back in my day. next up, Rube's, yeah. Okay, we already talked about this, but Rube's talking about the size of hockey's crank on Fanline. It's a top five Fanline bit.
For sure. Freaking brilliant.
Next up, this is ridiculous. Of all the things that Carly hates for foods, she described that she does not like waffle cones or the flavor mint. Waffle cones bang super hard. I don't know how anybody on the face of the earth could not like waffle cones. Like, I don't know if she had like a very traumatic experience, like, you know, when she was 6 years old or something like that, like, a vanilla ice cream cone, a waffle cone got slapped out of her hand and, you know, she was crying or something. But like, come on, like, how could you not like the taste of a waffle cone?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I like them. Honestly, we don't have them around the house a whole lot. But I mean, if we do, or I have one, or if I, you know, get ice cream someplace and I get them in a cone, that's great. I mean, most of my ice cream consists of like Dairy Queen Blizzards and Honey and Mackey's pints. So, I don't necessarily eat waffle cones a lot. But yeah, who doesn't like a waffle cone? And mint? Come on. Mint is the best, man.
Of course.
What's the best Girl Scout cookie? Thin Mints, right? I'm like, a Thin Mint Blizzard would be the greatest thing on the face of the earth.
Thin Mints are top three. It's at Caramel Delights and the Lemonades.
Do you put the Thin Mints in the freezer?
Duh. You can't eat them at room temperature. It's illegal.
100%. Yep, you get it.
Okay. Next up, I said, from today, Corey was looking at the mock draft already for 2021, naturally, after the Vikings go 0-2. And it had them taking quarterback from the university, or North Dakota State University, Trey Lance. So I got to watch my fiance's brother goes to school up at NDSU, and I got to go to a game last year, and it was supposed to be the second hardest game. I mean, I know they blow everybody out and win national titles, but Trey Lance is the real fucking deal. There was a huge thing on SVP the other night where people are sleeping on him, and he is skyrocketing up the draft boards. So I think he's super mobile. He comes off, he might look short, but he's not short. He's 6'2". He's got a good build. He's like 220. I think he would be the perfect next quarterback of your Vikings.
You got the initials right, but unfortunately it's not Trevor. Tank for Trevor, hashtag Team Trevor.
Yeah, I just don't see them getting to the number one pick. And you're going to have to be number one.
Have you seen weeks one and two?
Yeah, I know, but...
And that's the thing. We're worse now. It's like, now Anthony Barr is gone. Now our cornerbacks are hurt. I mean, who the hell knows if Daniil's coming back? I mean, you got a neck injury. You got to take that seriously.
If we get enough people with the coronavirus, we may end up with that long-haired, beautiful son of a bitch, Mr. Lawrence. But if not, Trey Lance would be an absolutely awesome consolation prize.
The absolute most Viking thing to happen is that we are, you know, we're the number one pick. We're like sitting at like, you know, 2-13 or 1-14 or something like that, and we win a meaningless week 16 game and get the number two pick. That would be the most Viking thing ever.
Yep, that would be so Zimmer to do that. Next one up here, we all know, we all love Raising Cane's. I absolutely love it. But the one in Maple Grove is absolutely fucking insane every time I go by it. Doesn't matter if it's 9 o'clock at night, lunch hour, right when they open. The line literally wraps around that building like 47 times.
Wow.
It is absolutely insane. Like, I go by it at least, you know, once, twice a week. It is just outrageous. There's probably more people in that line than there is in the Target parking lot, which is very close. Like, it's honestly pretty close.
That is freaking crazy. The one by my house, like, it's usually, the line is usually like completely wrapped around the building once, and then sometimes it'll be like halfway around again, and then every once in a while you'll drive by there and there's maybe only like 8 or 10 cars in line. You get lucky with it. But yeah, nothing like that, though. That is freaking crazy.
And it's to the point, there's a Chipotle right across the way there. Mm-hmm. So I've marked off a spot where it like goes out to, so it overflows the whole, it wraps around the whole building, and then it goes out, and then like a block, it goes back for a block up until this like four-way stop. If if it's if the line is back behind the four-way stop, which it is like 75% of the time, then I go to Chipotle. But wow. It's insane. They need another location.
is that the closest Raising Cane's to you?
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes. It's like North Maple Grove, but
yeah,
whatever. And I will say, whenever I wait, it is always worth the wait because Cane's chicken fingers are the best.
So you just need to move into my basement, and then you'll be about 300 yards from Raising Cane's.
Well, if my gambling keeps going this way, I might have to.
I'll keep it open.
Yeah, and then second to last year.
Time for two more.
The Power Trip Rubes are the best, man. I think it was Monday where they voted on Sauce to give permission to tell another dumb story. Oh, I just loved it right away. It was Hawkman calling in and Dwight Hockey. And then that lady from Wisconsin called again. She gets in like every single time.
I know.
It's insane.
I know. And a lot of times
have the hotline number.
Well, they do them early in the morning, so there's not as many listeners that early in the morning. And I've thought about calling in, but I'm like, I'm terrified to call in now because you have to have like a great bit. Otherwise, if you just call and go, yeah, I want to hear Sauce's story. This is Chuck in Kansas City. It's just gonna be like, whatever, dude. Hang up the phone. Don't ever call back. You know, it's like you have to go for the bit now. And man, right. People are so freaking good at it.
Yeah, no, it's just the best. The Rubes are the absolute best.
Yes.
Last one, and attention, John Bonus. Attention, all the Twins Rubes. But I am so infuriated with one Taylor Rogers. Now, the Twins, they've had a checkered past. They've had some very good regular seasons in my lifetime here. And they've always had a good closer, you know, Eddie Gordado back in the early 2000s into making the awesome trading away for A.J. Pierzynski and picking up Liriano, someone else, and Joe Nathan. Had some amazing years with Nathan. This team needs a closer. And it's not Taylor fucking Rogers. He is absolutely brutal. Every time he goes into the game, it doesn't matter if it's a save situation or not. He always makes it interesting. Last night, he gives up the runs. They bail him out. He technically gets the win. But he literally just throws like 94 flat fastballs. And it's just batting practice. So I'm starting a thing now where if he gets in a save situation and it's at least one or two runs, I'm just going to live bet the other team like plus 900. And I think over the long run, I'm going to cash out.
Yeah, well, you know, and I can see that, and I can sympathize with you, and I wish we had a more reliable closer for this potential postseason run that we're going to have here. But one of the benefits or not so benefits of being an older Twins fan, older than you, is I lived through the 1982 season with Ron Davis as our closer. And I will tell you, Taylor Rogers looks like a Hall of Fame material compared to Ron Davis. I will never forget the game. The Twins were in Fenway where they would never win. I mean, this is pre-Puckett. I think, you know, like Herbeck and Gaetti and Brudansky, like they were like basically rookies if they were even playing for the Twins yet. And, you know, wins were few and far between, and they were in Boston. They were winning, and it's like, we're actually going to win a game in Boston. And they bring in Ron Davis. He gets the game tied up, loads the bases. I believe there were two outs. Loads the bases, and he beans in the winning run. I will never forget it. He pegged a guy to walk in the winning run. I'm like, come on. It was just... Oh, he was bad. He was a great dude. Very nice guy. Awesome dude. I love Ron Davis, but man, he was a terrible reliever for the Twins. So anything other than RD, I will take. But yeah, I wish I could upgrade because I'm hoping for a long postseason.
If you had Ron Davis being mentioned in this podcast tonight, plus 11,000, you are popping bottles right now.
And he had these like weird, like these really big glasses and stuff like that too. I mean, he looked like a health teacher in high school or something like that. I mean, just, God love Ron Davis.
Whenever you say health teacher, for better or for worse, I just imagine, you know, the kid who got picked to go up in front of the class to put the old condom on the banana or the, thing, you know, that awkward thing. Like everybody who went to health class had that moment. And I was always just the loud mouth. And I had to do it in front of the whole class. And it was like 60 people. It was I asked for it. I was making too many jokes. But I just always have that moment in my head. Like everybody's been there. Like that's happened in everybody's health class growing up.
So brilliant.
All right. That's quotes notes.
All right. Well, before we get out of here, we got to do our locks of the week. And we're going to do this kind of like golf honors. And since you actually got one right last week and I'm still 0 for the season, you get to go first. And you may never give up the tee for the rest of the year.
Well, we'll find out. I will say now I'm officially 1-1 in lock in the weeks. And my honorable mentions are 3-1. So we're doing well, but let's get to the lock. It is going to be, I'm sticking with the totals because I am a complete totals guy, and I'm going with the best game of the year. On Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens, the two most electric quarterbacks in the league, and I am taking the over 52.5. Kansas City, Baltimore, over 52.5 points.
I like it. I'm so stoked for that game. I think I'm going to take Monday off of work just to watch like all the pregame hype and build up because it's going to be a freaking cool game. So,
Let me slide my honorable mentions in here. Okay. Honorable mention, San Francisco, New York Giants, under 41. Washington and Cleveland, over 44.5.
And by the way, if you listen to PA and he's doing the Feast 5 presented by @PowerTripBets, so I'm paying a hefty sponsorship for that. But Nordo was 5-0 last week, and he was 4-1 the first week. So Nordo is 9-1 on the year.
So fade Nordo this week because
I'm just averages. I'm just saying that if Nordo gets any picks that kind of align with what you're already thinking, you might want to up your units on that one. So. Anyway, my lock of the week is your San Diego Chargers. And I still call them the San Diego Chargers, even though they've moved to L.A. because that was Ben Lieber's team. So the Chargers are -6.5 at home against Teddy Bridgewater and the suddenly Christian McCaffrey-less Carolina Panthers. Chargers defense is rock solid. They really gave Mahomes fits last week. And they've got enough weapons on offense to get this done. So take the Chargers, give the 6.5 points. And my honorable mention is you're crazy if you're not betting this Vikings game and giving the 2.5. That line, I could not see that line. I mean, that has to go off at like 4 or 4.5 by the time kickoff comes on Sunday. But I would, if you're going to bet it, I would jump on it now and get it at the 2.5.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we have a little secret here in Minnesota that like, you know, maybe the public doesn't realize how bad we are, but it feels like insider trading taking that -2.5. Also, I was going to talk about overs. So overs were, I think, 11 and – or wait, no.
Yeah,
they
were 11-5 last week, yep.
11-5 last week, which is absolutely insane. But I mentioned it, at least to you, I think, off air, that I had done some research and listened to some people – and saying that early season overs were going to be a thing. And so far, week one was, I think, just about the same pace, about 65 to 75% overs. I would assume there has to be somewhat of a regression here. I mean, obviously, you know, Vegas is seeing these totals go over. So I think these totals are going to, these numbers are going to start getting a little bigger. It's going to get a little more tricky. And obviously with all these injuries too, I mean, it's just a crapshoot, but I think I'm still, I have like 4 or 5 overs right now and 1 under on my card already for Sunday, but it's going to be a little tricky. I wouldn't be surprised if there were more unders this week.
It's possible. The other thing you told me off the air was all about your inverted penis.
Yeah, I did talk about my penis.
Yeah. So, no, it's a good point. So, they were the overs hit last week. And I heard a stat this week that it's been the highest scoring first 2 weeks of an NFL season, I believe, in history was what the stat, or at least in a very long time. So, Yeah, so over is not a bad play right now, but you're right. Vegas always adjusts that stuff. So they're smarter than we are, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's episode. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Get signed up on Patreon if you want to join us for the Initials Happy Hour on October 1st. Thanks for listening. You guys have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Maybe rain or shine.